The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Ren Lake Area Tourism at RenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And boy, I hope you, came back off of that Canadian wall. It's not a wall from China. It was a wall from Canada front that came through here. Messed up a lot of fishing and lots of stuff. That was a very cold drop in temperatures, but hope you got through that all okay. But things are looking pretty good, I think, for this weekend. You know, weather's getting a lot more milder and we're seeing more activity. So, you know, fishing should definitely be on the upswing than it was midweek. But I want everyone to remember that please get your applications in for the Constellation Fishing for a Cure. Constellation Fishing for a Cure fishing tournament, where Constellation is guaranteeing $10,000. It's a charity fishing tournament to the top 10 people. First place is $4,000, and entry fee is quite minimal, like $150 for the entry fee for a two-person boat. And Constellation's paying all the expenses of food, shirts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm looking forward to all of that activity. But you know what? You can go to Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and you can see my little blurb about that. Or you can just go on your search engine and type in Constellation Fishing for a Cure. And you should be able to get, it'll pop up and you'll be able to click on that and get all the entry forms and send those checks in. It's very, very important. But let's talk about today's show. Well, on today's show, we've got Captain Tony on Diamond Ghost Charters. I'm not sure if he's sitting on the dock or if he's, off dock a little bit. We'll find out when we get him on the air. But he's been trying to find those salmon after the big blow, and he'll talk to us about exactly how it's all done. Then Kaya Ziga and Trace McKinney, two young anglers, they're high school anglers, fishing the ICAST High School Fishing Tournament last weekend on the Fox Channel Lakes, pounded the bass. Oh, my goodness gracious. Kaya even got one of her personal bests out of the Channel Lakes. It's over 6 pounds, but we'll hear from her about that. That great event, and they won the tournament, so congratulations. Then Tim Derry from the Coast Guard Auxiliary. Yes, he comes on every year, once or twice a year. We talk about all kinds of boating safety and, et cetera. But they'll be talking this year about not just boating safety, but anytime you're near the water. That means swimming, shore, piers, boating, everything. We're going to be talking with him about that for National Safe Boating Week. Then in the last segment, we're going to hear from our sweetheart of a fisherman, Aiden, my grandson, with his fishing report. I'm pretty sure he got out this weekend, I hope. And some other outdoor news for you. Now let's hear from Captain Tony checking out Lake Michigan after the midweek blow that we had. Tony, what's going on out there?
Hey, good morning, John. Yeah, we had a couple cold fronts come at us. Last week we had that northeasterly for a couple days. Mm-hmm. And midweek that temperature just plummeted down, and the lake got ugly, and it's screwing up fishing right now.
Yeah. When the question is, when after a big blow comes to Lake Michigan, when we say big blow, we're talking north, northeast, east, even a good southeast can mess you up a little bit.
Right.
What do you do to find fish? I mean, what do you put your mind into?
I basically start targeting bait. The tighter the ball of bait I see on my fish finder, mm-hmm. then I know the fish are around it feeding. Once I find the bait and I got a couple fish biting, I probably won't leave the bait for a while until it moves out of the area. But I really work bait really hard, you know. The cold front, I don't know. You know, everyone who fishes know when a cold front comes in, it usually the barometric pressure changes and it shuts down fishing.
Yeah.
Right now, it's scattered our fish. We are seeing some fish being caught. They're all over the depths from inshore. I heard a guy that was out in 180, 200 feet of water.
Yeah. And that cold front that we got came through like the Great Wall of Canada. It just was like, boom.
Oh, yeah, we were 80 one day, and then we were, what, 45 in about a couple hours.
Cool. Hey, Tony, if somebody wants to get a hold of you to get a charter, once again, Tony does 2-4-6-person charters, so if you can't get a full boatload of guys, you can set something up with them. But what's the best way to get a hold of you?
I would call me on my cell at area code 847-366-0741. If you can't get a hold of me, please leave a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Cool. Cool, Tony. And we all yell, what on Captain Tony's? Fish.
Get the rod.
Fish the shot.
Everybody.
All right. Take care, Tony. Thanks for calling in. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoyrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95... Big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, fish on!
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Nature is calling. No, not that way. Fishing, hunting, hiking, you know, nature. Chauncey's Great Outdoors, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7 and available on demand on the ESPN Chicago app.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, fish on. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, fish on.
Somebody say hey!
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me, yes, early on a Saturday morning here, we've got two extremely good fisher people, fishermen, fisher ladies, fisher, however you want to pull it, I'm going to call it just good fishing people. But we've got from Morris High School, we have Trace McKinney and Kaya Zega. Kaya, you guys just won a championship. Or I should say you won a tournament, not the championship, the tournament, on the Chain of Lakes for ICAST Northern Division, right?
Yes, we did.
Now, ICAST is all of the coaches for across the state of Illinois teams that have banded together to do these tournaments and these, you know, events and stuff like that. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, now, this is your fourth year of fishing, is that right, for the school?
Yes, it is. This is my senior year, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. And the other one, Trace, this is what year are you up there?
Second. I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore. Okay. Let's paint the picture. Get the palette out. Get the paint on it. Well, all right, here we are. You're on the Chain of Lakes. It's early in the morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
You look at the lake, and what do you decide to do, Trace? How are you going to attack the chain, which is one of the most heavily fished bodies of water in northern Illinois?
Well, luckily me, Kaya went out and did a little pre-fishing, and she found a nice one on a bed, which we started out that in the morning.
Okay.
And then we just went around throwing wacky worms in a Texas rig.
Okay. Wacky Worm, Texas. Now, how many, Kay, how many schools were in this competition?
I don't know exactly how many schools, but there were 65 teams total that were participating.
That's a lot of boats.
Yeah, especially for the launch we came out of.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about this, if you cut it in half, and let's say there's, you know, two boats for every school, you're still at 30 different schools, you know? It's like, wow.
Yeah.
So that's tremendous. Now, how about you? Okay, you got to the Chain of Lakes, and I, as Trace answered, you know, how do you, you went out there, check things out a little bit, you know, to get, you know, your feel of it, but I think you'll agree with me that the chain is such a pounded body of water.
Absolutely. The past few times we've had tournaments there, it's been really hard on us,
mm-hmm.
and the weights were like 9 pounds for winning. But this year, we went out and practiced, and people were catching 19-pound bags, and we got so excited. So we focused on just one specific lake, and we just kept working it until we like were able to fully understand it and break it down, figure out what the fish were doing.
Yeah, I bet you a lot of teams, and I'll let Trace maybe answer this question. Trace, a lot of teams, when they go to a lake, they wind up running and gunning, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's the wrong thing to do. You know, do your research, have the gear, and go at it. Would you say so?
Yeah, especially after our Springfield Lake tournament.
Mm-hmm.
We found out people were just casting and casting and just going. We were catching twos and threes right behind them.
Oh, so that you were the ones with your faces on the dartboard after that tournament, I bet. There's nothing. I mean, you know, to me, I congratulate the guy behind me. But, you know, I'll work an area, nothing. Then I'll, you know, I'll drift a little bit away and that guy will come in there and he'll make a cast and boom, a 3-pounder. And I just look at him and I usually yell, I set him up for you. Don't worry about it. You know? That's amazing. Now, when you're doing this, I mean, because you're fishing for Morris School, I mean, there's a lot of pressure in tournament fishing that even for, you know, high school students, isn't there?
Absolutely. It's honestly so competitive. When I first started bass fishing, like my freshman year, I did not expect it to be something competitive. I only knew how to throw, like, a hook and a bobber, and that was it, with a little worm attached. And then I got to high school, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. It is so competitive.
That's true. Trace, what were the colors that were working for you on the chain for this ICAST Northern Division tournament?
I found that the green pumpkin was working real well.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I caught most mine on.
Okay. And was it just a craw? Was it a lizard? Was it something? What do you...
A Senko. Texas rig Senko.
Texas rig Senko. Kaya, were you doing the same thing?
I was testing out with a Texas rig Senko, and then I was also throwing a frog a lot.
Ah.
I love fishing weeds.
Oh, yeah. What time did you get your first fish, either one of you?
So we went straight to that bed in the morning. Mm-hmm. We figured it was about a 3-pounder, and it probably took maybe like 30 minutes to really get her pretty aggravated by smacking her with a jig and a Texas rig craw. About 30 minutes for the first fish.
Okay. And how many fish were you guys able to weigh in?
Five fish.
Okay. Now, do you have the rules for ICAST? Do you have to have someone driving the boat?
Yeah, so for any high school tournament, it's required that you have a captain that is above the age of 18 and graduated. So I'm very fortunate enough that my dad was actually captain for us.
Oh, cool. And, well, he can give you a little guidance. He can't do a whole lot for you, right?
No, he could pretty much sit there and talk us through things, which is very helpful sometimes.
Cool. Trace, we're talking with Trace McKinney and Kaya Zago. You two guys just, you know, were out there. Did you know how some of the other anglers, high school anglers, were doing?
Not really. I mean, I knew our other boat was, we had three boats out that day, I think, including us.
Mm-hmm.
One of our boats, they blanked, didn't catch anything. And then our other boat, they said they caught a bunch, but they also brought in five.
Hmm. Okay. And the other schools, some of them blanked, some of them had two fish, some of them probably also had five fish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, you're out there working it, you're trying to figure out your electronics on the chain. Yes, the Chain of Lakes has, I mean, there's more muskies in the Chain of Lakes now. There are more walleyes, crappies, activity in the backwaters especially are doing very well. You know, stripers, catfish, and even the bass tournaments that I know I've watched, the Blarney's tournament, the Mutiny tournaments, they're really weighing in some nice, you know, bags of fish on that chain, which has kind of surprised me. You only were able to pre-fish, what, one day, you thought, Kaya?
We actually, so I kind of played hooky from school.
Don't say that, don't say that too loud.
I'm not saying that too loud, I'm whispering it.
Okay.
So I went out there and we practiced 2 days out there. We went once on Saturday the week before, and then we went the day before to simulate because it was going to be the same exact weather because Saturday was sunny and then the tournament day was supposed to be cloudy all day. So the day before was cloudy. So we're like, okay, this would be good practice to really figure out what is going on and how we're going to catch them.
Cool. So, you know, Trace was able to take your knowledge that you learned of the chain I know Trace likes to fish Heidke Lake a lot, so, you know, we'll find out. Somewhere down the road, we'll hear about Heidke from Trace, okay? But, you know, you figure out the lake, you know what you're doing, and then you have to make sure that the gear you're using is working really well, I would assume, because you don't want to lose a 3 or 5 or 4 pounder, right?
Absolutely.
You know. Now, Kay, what were you throwing at him?
Rod-wise?
Yeah, a fishing rod, reel. What were you using?
Okay. I was using a Tatula Elite, a medium light 7.6 spinning rod. And then I was also flipping using a Kage 7.6 medium heavy. No. And for reels, I was using a Ballistic MQ.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was using a Tatula SV Limited.
Nice.
They're amazing products, I will say.
You were the Daiwa poster person, weren't you?
I was. Actually, the Chicago show, I was blessed enough to be able to work with them.
If everybody is now clicking in their brain, yes. Kaya was working the Daiwa booth there, and we did an interview there, and we spoke over there and stuff like that. So that's why she's keeping me posted on what she's doing. And if she, you know, if she's fishing, I know we're going to be talking to Trace. You know, Trace, what were you using that day?
I had one of my rods was a 6 cents, 7.1 medium light.
Mm-hmm.
With the Daiwa Ballistic.
Mm-hmm.
And then my flipping rod, I had the Daiwa Tatula Elite flipping reel with the Daiwa Tatula rod.
You guys got more Daiwa stuff than I do. I'm going to have to call somebody. That's so cool. Now, and once again, you know, you fish the tournament, you know, did your research on the water. You're both accomplished anglers from Morris High School. And when it was a one-day tournament, correct?
Correct.
What was your final weigh-in?
It was 16 pounds and 6 ounces.
Oh, my word. Jesus. Repeat that again. I want to grab my heart.
16 pounds and 6 ounces.
16.6. And that's, you know, both of you were catching fish, correct?
Yes.
That makes it even sweeter, you two. That makes it even
it was calling ounce by ounce by ounce all day. It was excruciating.
Oh, was it? Mm. And how many times did you have to call?
Oh, my goodness. I can't. There's too many times to count. We caught literally fish like every single minute, it felt like. It was just like we saw one. We didn't even look at each other. They didn't even try netting it at that point. We're like, okay, flip it in. It was just so many fish.
Let's hear the repeat of that one, everybody. Oh, yeah, we caught one every minute. We saw a fish. We threw it out there. Caught a fish. Throw it back. Oh, jeez. Oh, you think you're on TV, it sounds like.
Yeah, it felt like it.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, you know, you two must have had one fantastic day out there.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
You know. Wound up catching?
I ended up catching one of my personal best in a tournament. It ended up being 6 pounds, 3 ounces. So that was pretty exciting. That helped us a lot with getting that 16 pounds. So very fortunate.
6 pounds. How much?
6 pounds, 3 ounces.
I want you to know there are men and women who have dropped their coffee cups this morning hearing that. Oh, my gosh. That's a fantastic fish. Well, I want to congratulate you two on this great win for the tournament, the recognition for the school, and your dad who is driving the boat, you know, hopefully listening to, you know, his daughter and Trace and where to go, where we want to try this, where we want to do that. Is there anybody else you want to say thank you for helping the Morris High School fishing team?
Absolutely. Sean Hornsby, our coach, has been alongside every single step of the way, cheering us on, and he's just been a really big inspiration to me. So I'm just beyond grateful for him. And also Trace's dad. He was our captain last year. He's the one who brought us to Nationals, brought us to state. We wouldn't have done it without him, really.
Cool. Chase, anybody you want to thank?
Pretty much everyone, she said.
I was gonna say, she hit all the high people in the family. So.
Oh, and all of our sponsors.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That's very true.
They help fund us to be able to travel around and do all these things and mm-hmm. create all these amazing memories and the wins.
Exactly. Well, Trace and Kaya, I want to say thank you so much for coming on the air and having some fun with me, okay?
Thank you so much.
And we want to keep posted on all that great fishing, especially since you guys are throwing Daiwas and Tatulas and oh my goodness gracious. All right, guys, thank you so much for coming on, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Come celebrate St. Croix's 75th anniversary on June 17th with their Customer Appreciation Day at the factory in Park Falls, Wisconsin. You can come in person or be online and be part of the biggest event for those who love to fish. From in-person and live stream seminars about electronics, drop shotting, Great Lakes smallmouth fishing, and how to catch more panfish and muskie, from advice from the Fishing Hall of Famers, top guides and pro staff, they will also be giving away 75 premier spinning rods only that day online and in person, plus hourly giveaways from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. and more. For more information, go to stcroixrods.com and I'll see you there. Hey, fishermen, don't wait. Be part of the Midwest's biggest charity event at the Braidwood Lake South parking lot June 3rd, 2023. It's the Constellation Fish for a Cure supporting the Megan's Mission Foundation to battle cancer that took Megan's young life at 20 years old. The charity supports childhood cancer treatment, research, advocacy, and scholarships. All the funds, and I mean all funds raised, goes to the charities. Constellation has paid all the expenses and guarantees $10,000 in prize money to the top 10 anglers, with $4,000 going to the winners. So fish for a day, be part of the Midwest's biggest charity event with $10,000 guaranteed prize money, the Constellation Fish for a Cure, supporting Megan's Mission Foundation on June 3rd. For more information, contact Carol Ringler at 815-417-3755 or Carol Ringler at constellation.com, or you can email me at Chauncey's Outdoors. That's Chauncey's with an S, Outdoors with an S.com, and we'll send you the forms. We'll see you there. Waterworks Marine has the full line of 2023 Lund and Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at a price you can afford, but don't wait, they're going fast. Waterworks Marine has Lund and Low fishing boats powered by a Mercury outboard at prices no other dealer across the country can match. If you want a quality pontoon boat powered by a Mercury outboard, they have that for you. Maybe you want a fiberglass fishing boat? Waterworks Marine has that Lund Fiberglass Pro V GL fiberglass fishing boat just waiting for you to take out on the water. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them, hey, Chauncey sent me. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa, with new features like a one-piece monocoque frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel. Add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2. So you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange.
This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. Attention sportsmen, this is hot off the wires. If you're looking to enjoy boating this year, Waterworks and Chauncey's Great Outdoors will double all low rebates through May 31st on those great fishing boats made by Low with the savings as high as $3,500 plus a free boat cover on select models. So how can you go wrong? Call Waterworks at 708-798-9700 or go online and pick out your new fun guaranteed Low boat from Waterworks today. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, fish on!
You can't catch fish. You can't catch fish. You can't catch fish.
No, 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 no.
You can't catch fish.
No, 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 no. No,
I got a little story about
Hi, this is Ski Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Big fish contest, it's $1,000 cash for the biggest and the best, but I told them, guy, you're making a mistake. You don't stand a chance catching fish on the slate, because, hey, you can pray you want to wish. But let me tell you something, guy, you can't fish. I told you there, guy. Can't catch fish. What do you think you're doing? Can't catch fish. For crying.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and you know what? We're in the month of May, well, in the middle of the month of May, starting into their last third of May. But, you know, this is a very important time, and not just for those who own boats, but anybody who enjoys being out in, around, or on the water. And National Safe Boating Week is coming up this 20th to the 26th. It should actually be titled National Safe Boating Year, because I am sure Tim Derry, who is the District Chief of Staff for the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary, and a good friend of mine in this show, will tell you that that's not a bad idea. Let's call it for the year, right?
Yeah, I sure would like to see it be practiced all year. And I think to a degree that we do, because people say, well, during the wintertime when we're not getting underway, you know, what do we do with our downtime? And it's not downtime, because we are busy conducting safe boarding classes. We are busy conducting crew and coxswain training for our members.
Mm-hmm.
We are busy doing outreach in the community. And most often in the middle of winter, we're doing it in the form of boat shows, which is where I run into you a lot.
Yeah. And I come looking for them at the boat shows and stuff like that. But Tim, you may have the 2023 numbers. I only have the 2020 numbers. But, you know, there were like 5,265 accidents on the water that the Coast Guard was involved in.
That is correct. And one of the things that we've seen an uptick in recent past years is we're primarily a boating safety organization. But now that has expanded, because we have found that a number of water-related accidents, I can't really call them boating accidents, occur when people get themselves into trouble walking into the water or getting into the water voluntarily, as opposed to crashing or falling off a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about, you know, walking into the water in an organized beach area, right any one of our beaches in Chicago. People seem to have the misconception that if the water's not over my head, it's not dangerous. That is absolutely not true.
Right. And Tim, I'm surprised I didn't call you. I want to say it was December when we had ice all over the lakefront. And they were talking about they had to pull two people out of the lake that went through the ice. Mm-hmm. But then in the same report, they said that they pulled 18 other people off the ice off of Chicago. You have to realize that, you know, it's not just a little thing that's happening. It could be anything that's on the water. Ice, it's on, you know, open water. It's, you know, there's so many different things. And as you said, it's not just boating safety. It's water safety. And that's such an important statement, I think, to make to people to realize.
I have a healthy respect for water in general, and certainly for Lake Michigan. I grew up in southeastern Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Usually within a high shot of the water. We could certainly, you know, hear the foghorns from where we lived and so forth. Eventually moved to Illinois, and certainly I'm not, you know, I don't live on the water, but I'm certainly in the proximity of Lake Michigan. And I think, you know, our area of responsibility for our Coast Guard stations extends from Wind Point on the north end of Racine all the way down to North Avenue Beach. Mm-hmm. And that's the my responsibility area. But then we also have stations that go all the way down into Indiana and all the way around the lake. And Lake Michigan is an awesome body of water, okay? But it needs to be treated with a healthy dose of respect. It is considered to be the deadliest of the Great Lakes, and I can tell you why. And that's in 2022, 45% of the sum total of Great Lakes drownings mm-hmm. occurred right here in Lake Michigan.
No, 45%?
45%, yep. And that's a compilation of boating accidents. And when I say a boating accident, it doesn't necessarily mean the boat's got a crash. It could be somebody fell off a boat. Okay. Mm-hmm. But then there are deaths that occur from people who cannot swim back to shore due to rip currents. And so we have really increased our outreach to include something called the Safe Swimmer Initiative, where we literally are going to be walking beaches, walking docks, walking parks, walking the lakefront, explaining to people that not only the dangers of a rip current, but if you do get caught in one, how to escape it and how to survive it.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is the things related to cold water. You know, we've had some nice weather in the past couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And actually, Michigan did not get that cold, because when you were talking about those ice incidents,
mm-hmm.
it didn't freeze over that much this year, okay? We really had a fairly mild winter. But I will tell you that I believe on Saturday I was teaching the class, and we talked about water temperature and so forth, and everybody was looking it up, and it's still in the 48-ish area.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's at the... I believe that's not shore temperature. It might be a little bit warmer at shore because the shore is shallower and it warms faster. But it is out at the Wilmette Buoy, which is only a couple of miles out at the Wilmette Weather Buoy.
Mm-hmm.
So think about this. In 40, it's not a matter of whether or not you will get hypothermia in Lake Michigan. It's a matter of how long it will take.
Mm-hmm.
Statistics show that Lake Michigan typically gets into the high 60s in July and August, mm-hmm. and that's about the best it gets.
Yeah.
Rarely does it get into the 70s. And people refer to, oh, the water was in the 70s. It was like a bathtub. No, it's not. Because our body temperatures are 98.6, and mm-hmm. it's still a 28-degree differential between 70-degree water or even 78-degree water, which we'll never see.
Mm-hmm.
Degree differential, and it's just a matter of how long you can survive in there before the hypothermia sets in, and the things related to hypothermia, because the first thing that happens is, you know, you got to be able to control your breathing, and the colder the water is, the harder it is to control the breathing. While you're working on controlling your breathing, you're not really swimming. While you're working on controlling your breathing, you're not treading water yet. And then, of course, that cold water sets in and tightens. Can't tread water. You can't swim. And people don't understand that. They just don't understand the dangers of the temperature of this lake.
Yeah. You know, Tim, I'm not real proud of this, but you're right. And it's, I was in mid-June canoeing with a bunch of Boy Scouts in on the White River in Michigan. And, you know, the scout that I had in the front of my canoe, I told him to go left, lean left, because I was leaning right. And I guess he didn't, he missed that class at school, which side's left, which side's right.
It was his other left.
Yeah, it was his other left, you know. And, you know, our canoe flipped. And this is middle of June, and, you know, you would say, oh, you know, like you just said, people are saying, oh, the weather's fine. No, we flipped, and immediately my legs cramped.
Yep.
And thank God, what was I wearing, Tim?
Well, I mean, I hope that you were wearing some type of a life jacket.
I was. I had a life jacket on. And the funny thing was, I could not straighten those legs until the river bend pushed me to the shore, and I was able to get out, and my feet were able to, and I pulled myself up to the shore, the cramp stopped, and I was able to walk out of the river. But if I didn't have a life jacket on, there could have been a good chance we weren't talking right now. They just cramped.
So that life jacket was taking care of you while you were controlling your breathing and dealing with your cramped leg.
Yeah.
It was just babysitting you.
Yeah, it was, you know.
Yep.
You know, my Stanley thermos was bobbing down the river, and you know, my lunch was bobbing down the river. But I mean, and this is why I tell people, I said, you know, and you wear a life jacket, and you know, I've said this to nauseam, but I says, you don't wear a life jacket for yourself. You wear a life jacket for your family. You wear a life jacket for your dog. You wear a life jacket for your parents, for your friends, so you can see your friends. So, you know, it's not a macho thing. Whether you're wearing an orange one or you're wearing one of the Coast Guard approved self-inflators, that's what I have. And I mean, it's just so simple to wear. And it, you know, you don't want to be part of that 86% of the drowning people died because they didn't have a life jacket on. All right, get me off this, Tim, before I get mad when I talk about this. You know,
what was that? Oh, that was Chelsea's soapbox.
Yeah. I think I was my soapbox. Get me off my soapbox. All right, so we have Safe Boating Week. Safe Boating, you're in our books. But, okay, during Safe Boating Week, there's a lot of things that you guys and girls try to do to promote and raise the awareness of safe boating, right?
We do, but National Safe Boating Week starts today, Saturday, and goes until next Friday evening. And it really is an entire week of just emphasizing and making aware boating safety to people. The one thing that we would like to make the public aware of is that we will have an open house at U.S. Coast Guard Station Walnut Harbor, located in Gilson Park, later on today. It starts at 10 o'clock and goes until 2 o'clock to the general public. We invite people to come in and see the boats and meet with us and let us talk about everything from opportunities for their kids to join the Coast Guard or possibly get approved to attend the Coast Guard Academy on to, you know, how we handle radio calls and how we handle search and rescue cases.
Hey, give me the address for the station Wilmette that people can come and visit.
Okay, so it is simply U.S. Coast Guard Station Wilmette Harbor, located in Gilson Park, and where that is located is if you come on Sheridan Road, just as you cross the bridge coming out of Evanston and getting into Wilmette, the entrance to Gilson Park it's on Harbor Drive. And the entrance to Gilson Park is right at the north end of that bridge. And you pull in, you'll have to, there's some restricted parking for residents and so forth. But there's generally a park district, like a guard there. They'll tell you where to park and then make your way on over to the station and come out and see us and let us show you around.
Oh, and people,
you will be amazed. That's all I'm going to say. The tour, the look around. If you got a boat, bring it out there. Let them give it a little check over, because it's, you know, they're not trying to, you know, smack your hand at, oh, look what you forgot. It's a second set of eyes to look at, to make sure everybody's safe. And it's just, it's a great thing to go to. And the last thing, Tim, if somebody wants to learn how they can become part of the Coast Guard Auxiliary, or learn possibly, you know, a young boy or girl trying to maybe thinking of a career, where can they get information from?
Well, CGAUX.org will send you wherever you need to be, but that's the official auxiliary site.
Mm-hmm.
And what it'll do is you'll put in your zip code. It's going to tell you to find a flotilla. A flotilla is our smallest local unit. Like, for instance, mm-hmm. our division out of Wilmot Harbor has 5 flotillas that are located in Skokie, Des Plaines, Schaumburg, Palatine, and I forget, oh, and on the, a couple on the northwest side of Chicago. So you know what? Visit a couple of them, because we all have different personalities and we have different mission sets. Mm-hmm. Some of us are involved in all the different mission sets. Some are a little bit more, you know, surface operations or maybe vessel exam, maybe public affairs units. But in the long run, if you join, we all work for the same Coast Guard, mm-hmm. and you can participate in missions wherever you would like to, even if it's not your home flotilla.
Well, thank you so much for coming on, and I want everybody to come out to the station in Wilmot Harbor, and learn about it and just see a neat group of guys and girls that are out there, part of the Coast Guard and the Coast Guard Auxiliary, making our waterways safe to be on. Tim, thanks for coming on.
Very good. Thank you for having me.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
When the daylight fades and the shadows fall, let the light from the lighthouse shine on me and the weather watch.
Come celebrate St. Croix's 75th anniversary on June 17th with their Customer Appreciation Day at the factory in Park Falls, Wisconsin. You can come in person or be online and be part of the biggest event for those who love to fish. From in-person and live stream seminars about electronics, drop shotting, Great Lakes smallmouth fishing, and how to catch more panfish and muskie, from advice from the Fishing Hall of Famers, top guides and pro staff, they will also be giving away 75 premier spinning rods only that day, online and in person, plus hourly giveaways from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. and more. For more information, go to stcroixrods.com, and I'll see you there. Hey, fishermen, don't wait. Be part of the Midwest's biggest charity event at the Braidwood Lake South parking lot, June 3rd, 2023. It's the Constellation Fish for a Cure, supporting the Megan's Mission Foundation to battle cancer that took Megan's young life at 20 years old. The charity supports childhood cancer treatment, research, advocacy, and scholarships. All the funds, and I mean all funds raised, goes to the charities. Constellation has paid all the expenses and guarantees $10,000 in prize money to the top 10 anglers, with $4,000 going to the winners. So fish for a day, be part of the Midwest's biggest charity event with $10,000 guaranteed prize money, the Constellation Fish for a Cure, supporting Megan's Mission Foundation on June 3rd. For more information, contact Carol Ringler at 815-417-3755 or Carol Ringler at Constellation.com, or you can email me at Chauncey's Outdoors. That's Chauncey's with an S, Outdoors with an S.com, and we'll send you the forms. We'll see you there. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours. Waterworks Marine has the full line of 2023 Lund and Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at a price you can afford
But don't wait, they're going fast. Waterworks Marine has Lund and Low fishing boats powered by a Mercury outboard at prices no other dealer across the country can match. If you want a quality pontoon boat powered by a Mercury outboard, they have that for you. Maybe you want a fiberglass fishing boat? Waterworks Marine has that Lund Fiberglass Pro V GL fiberglass fishing boat just waiting for you to take out on the water. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them, hey, Chauncey sent me. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa, with new features like a one-piece monocoque frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel. Add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2. So you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Attention sportsmen, this is hot off the wires. If you're looking to enjoy boating this year, Waterworks and Chauncey's Great Outdoors will double all Low rebates through May 31st on those great fishing boats made by Low, with the savings as high as $3,500 plus a free boat cover on some select models. So you, how can you go wrong? Call Waterworks at 708-798-9700 or go online and pick out your new fun guaranteed Low boat today. If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Low dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Wren Lake Area Tourism at WrenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't.
Well, hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you filled up your cup of coffee or had you made a sandwich or whatever. Maybe you're out fishing. I should be sitting next to you fishing. Hey, but let's talk about it. First of all, we got the Aiden Fishing Report. We didn't get one last week, but there's definitely one here this week. Sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Give them a call. Tell them you like their sponsorship on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Also, get those boats ready for the first trip of the year. Don't wait until you can't start the boat. Get it checked out now. Aiden said, Papa, Lake Michigan was not good this week with waves, so we fished the small lakes and ponds, and the bass and bluegill, B-O-O-L-L, I can't even say it, bluegill, were all over the shoreline spawning. We tried to leave the bass alone, but we caught a few and released them quickly. But the bluegill were on fire. I used those whack-em and stack-em jigs you sent me. I used the chowbells and the suicide minnows and caught so many bluegills, I quit counting after 50. We kept a few of the big bull bluegills, he's spelling it wrong, for the frying pan because they taste so good. Didn't fish anything else because it got cold and school is winding down. See you soon, your fishing magician, Aiden. That's pretty cool. That's sponsored by Waterworks Marine. Dave Dewey sent me a note that said, with stable weather up on Delavan, fishing should be great this weekend. Walleye are in the shallow water with a crankbait 6 to 8 feet deep. Crappie have been very good. Check for them about in the same depth of water, too, along the shoreline. Northern pike, shallow weedy bays are the key spots. Don't miss it. Those are the ones you want to be. Cook County Forest Preserves. Most of the action is no further than 10 feet from shore on all the lakes and ponds for bluegills and bass. Catfish, cast out a little deeper with night crawlers. You should do well. And we've got a couple of reports of musky popping small bluegills off of little kids' fishing lines along the shoreline. Bet you that woke them up. Fox River catfish are working the current breaks and holds with night crawlers. That's a good thing to go with. And Lake Michigan perch is closed till June 16th. Coho action has slowed down. Some shore anglers are popping some smallies on crankbaits. That's a good sign. And in northwest Indiana, coho and a few kings and steelhead are being taken in anywhere from 25 to 50 feet of water from Portage east to Michigan City. Okay, and we got that. Be careful if you're camping because there's a fire warning for northern Wisconsin and Michigan for this weekend until we get some rain. Remember that. All right, got that. Oh, I can hear the flute playing, which means the show's coming to an end. And my friend Apensui Majuat has given me a new one for you to read. It says, listen to the wind, it talks. Listen to the silence, it speaks. Listen to your heart, it knows. Listen to the wind, it talks. Listen to the silence, it speaks. Listen to your heart, it knows. Wow. Apensui, that's a good one. Hey, everybody, please remember, be careful in the great outdoors. Watch those fires if you're in northern Wisconsin and Michigan. And let's just get out and enjoy it. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Be careful, everybody.